Mark DeGubin, hello friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're so glad that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of Bible study around God's Word. If my voice sounds a little strange, I've been having some kind of an illness that has affected my sinuses, and so it's affected my voice, but I trust that you'll be able to put up with it anyway. We're so glad to have the privilege to come to you again to share with you the Word of the Eternal God. And I'd invite you to get your Bible and your New Testament. We will be referring to the New Testament. We're going to begin our study again over in the book of Genesis chapter 3. And we'll quickly do a little review to bring us up to date to where we are in our Bible study for the benefit of anyone that's not been listening and that is just joining in. Our text concerns the seed of the woman, which is a remarkable and a very strange statement. The seed of the woman. Because from the physiological makeup of man, the woman does not have any seed. The man has the seed, the woman has the egg. And in order for a child to be born, the seed has to be placed into the egg, and thus the result is the birth of a child. And so this is a very strange statement that we are about to read, a statement made by Almighty God Himself just after man had rebelled against God and had fallen into sin. If you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 3, the first book of the Bible, that's where again we'll begin this quick review. Now, may I encourage those of you who do not have a Bible or a New Testament to write to us. We'd like to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And those of you who would like to earn a Bible, if you will take the first four of our Bible correspondence courses, which are absolutely free, we'll be glad, once you've completed the fourth Bible course, we will be glad to send you a complete Bible, brand new Bible, containing all 66 books of the Bible, absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is for you to complete those first four courses of our Bible correspondence courses. Now, we have, I forget, 9, maybe 15 Bible correspondence courses, but all we ask is that you complete the first four, and the only cost involved will be your cost of mailing back to us the answer sheets. We do not need you to mail back the whole course, just the answer sheets, and we will send you all the rest of the course as quickly as possible. In the first course, we will mail to you the first three lessons of the first course. And once you've completed that and mailed back to us the answer sheets, we will send you the rest of the first course so you can complete the answer sheets and just have to mail it to us one time. Once you've completed the first course, then we will send you a certificate of completion. And then we'll also send you the next complete course so you can work on it and then send back all the answer sheets at one time. And thus, it won't take you very much to be able to complete the entire four courses so that we can send you a complete, brand new Bible with all 66 books of the Bible involved in it. Now, our mailing address, and I trust that you've gotten a pencil or paper so you can jot down our mailing address, because we'd like to mail these materials to you. We'll send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament, which is the second part of the Bible. We'll send you our prayer card and picture. We'll send you a 2007 pocket calendar. We'll send you a printout of the materials that we've been studying. We'll send you other Christian literature, and we'll send you the first three lessons of the Bible Correspondence Course. All of those materials will be in a packet that will be sent to you absolutely free and postage paid. The only cost, if you have to pay anything, it will be because of your postal authority. It'll not be because we didn't pay the postage and the entire cost to get it into your country and to your post office. And you shouldn't have to pay anything because it's made out as a gift, and it's not something that you should have to pay any customs on. So we do look forward to hearing from you. Now, our mailing address is Bob Griggs. That's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs, and then a capital P on the next line, a capital P period, a capital O period, and a capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box, and the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state that we live in, Colorado. And then the zip code is very important. The zip code is 81137-0825. That zip code is very important. Let me give it to you again. 81137-0825. And then on the last line, of course, you will put United States of America. United's capital United, States capital States, and then of OF, and then America capital America. United States of America. That's the last line of your letter, so that we will get it, and then we will return to you these materials absolutely free and postage paid. Now today, here in the book of Genesis, again, the first book of the Bible, the third chapter of the first book of the Bible, we read, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden," every tree of the garden. Now remember, the setting is a beautiful garden called the Garden of Eden. The first two chapters of Genesis tell us about the creation of man and woman. And God placed them in this beautiful garden to take care of the garden. They were there in a state of innocence. Sin had not entered in. God gives them instruction. And notice, God had told them that they were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God had given them this word of instruction back in Genesis chapter 2 and verse, well, let's begin with verse 15. "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And thus we see God gave one command to the first man, Adam, not to eat of this one tree that was in the midst of the Garden of Eden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve were in a state of innocence placed there in that garden by Almighty God. And the rest of chapter 2 tells us about the creation of Eve and God placing them in the garden and causing this first marriage to occur and take place, as it is God's plan. And so we read here in Genesis chapter 3, the serpent is a beautiful creature. It's a created being. And apparently it had legs and was a beautiful creature there in the Garden of Eden. And the one who speaks through the serpent is none other than Satan. We read in the last book of the Bible, those of you that have a New Testament, you can turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. There Satan is called that old serpent, because he used this beautiful creature there in the Garden of Eden to entice Eve to sin against God and do that which God had told them not to do. So beginning with verse 1 again of chapter 3 of Genesis, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Now here we see that Adam was there with his wife when she partook of the fruit, and he partook of it. Verse 7, "The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." Now, beloved, our time's gone, but join us next time, and we'll complete this review. Bye.